been a disguise, and he did not feel comfortable in them. I thought, I can't believe the lengths I would go to just to be accepted, he says. I felt like a fake. Still desperate to fit in, Daniel felt pressured to conform to the crowd. Fearing rejection, he even betrayed his Latino roots by joining his friends when they made fun of the Mexican-American students. Then one day, he accidentally let a Spanish word slip out and knew instantly that his ruse was over. I thought I had ruined everything, he says. I felt like crying. The rejection Daniel feared was not just paranoia. It was reality. A few weeks later, his new girlfriend abruptly dumped him. She called him a racist name for a Mexican, and the slur wounded him deeply. After that, Daniel ate alone in the cafeteria. He questioned whether he would ever find acceptance. I kept thinking about what had happened and what I could have done differently. Then I thought, I should embrace who I am. Just because I can't prove who I am.